Hello, this is Pastor Stephen Anderson from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona, and today I want to talk about Isaiah chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, where the Bible reads, "Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the Lord our God, ye people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord?" And on and on. So in this scripture, God is speaking to the leadership of the nation of Judah. He's speaking unto the Jews, and he's saying to them, "Hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom." Now, of course, long before this, the literal cities of Sodom and Gomorrah had already been destroyed by God back in Genesis 19. But in this scripture, we see God referring to the Jews and their leaders as the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. Why? Because they are spiritually like Sodom and Gomorrah. Not because they are physically the actual literal city of Sodom and Gomorrah, but because that's who they are spiritually. Now, we have the same thing in Romans chapter 9, in verse number 29, where this is quoted. It says, "And as Isaiah said before, except the Lord of Sabaoth had left us a seed, we had been as Sodoma and been made like unto Gomorrah. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which follow not after righteousness, have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained to the law of righteousness." So in Isaiah chapter 1, which is quoted in Romans 9, they are spiritually called Sodom. He says, "Listen to me, you rulers of Sodom, you rulers of Gomorrah, I'm tired of your sacrifices unto me," and so forth. Now this is very relevant because the nation of Israel today over in the Middle East is actually a den of sodomy. In fact, it's the one place in the Middle East where sodomy really abounds. And people talk about, oh, it's so great that Israel's over there. It's a democracy over there. It's the only free country over there. You know, what they don't like to talk about is the fact that it's a total den of sodomy. For example, recently the homosexual flag was hoisted up above the United States Embassy in Israel. Israel is the only place you're going to find in 2014, gay pride parades taking place in the Middle East. And the homos march up and down the streets of Israel today, of Jerusalem, just proclaiming and announcing their sodomy. So let me just say this. If Israel were a spiritual Sodom and Gomorrah in Isaiah chapter 1, you know, I believe that today Israel is a spiritual Sodom and Gomorrah. There's so much more evidence of this. I'm going to have to split it up into a few other moments just to look at all the times in Scripture that Israel is over and over again in times of apostasy and in the last days referred to as Sodom. It's no coincidence that sodomy abounds today in the nation of Israel when God's calling them spiritually Sodom.